All right, Viagra, which Bob Dole confessed to having been one of the test subjects for. There's a group of doctors accusing the insurance companies of sex discrimination. What does this have to do with Viagra, right? Okay. Because the insurance companies, and I don't fully understand this either, the insurance companies will pay for Viagra for men, but not birth control for women. If you're a guy and you're on Viagra because you can't get it up, they'll pay you for that. But if you're a woman and you want birth control, insurance companies will not pay for your birth control. I wasn't aware of that. Never having been on birth control myself. It's the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And can I point out something interesting in contemporary American life? Of course I can. It's my show. Everybody wants a smaller government, right? I mean, I don't think there's anybody who says they want the government to be bigger, because we all know that that's going to require more money out of our pocket, more tax money. However, every special interest group in America runs to Congress every time they get some bone up their butt about something. So this American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists was urging Congress yesterday to pass a bill requiring insurance companies, if they pay for prescription drugs, then they should pay for contraception too. Now this ain't going to go over well with the Christian right and the anti-abortion activists. Dr. Anita Nelson is a spokeswoman for this group of doctors. They're meeting this week in New Orleans. She said contraception is a quote, medical necessity, unquote. That's debatable. I would say medical necessity is anything that's going to keep you from croaking, and the pill is not going to keep you from falling over in a great steaming heap on the ground, but she defines it as a medical necessity. What do I know? She also said insurance companies are demonstrating a clear bias. Quote, Viagra just hit like a tsunami and had immediate acceptance. I'm glad there's coverage for male impotence, but it does contrast with the lack of coverage for contraception.